I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Leo Lowenstein, Andy Klein, and Charles Solomon. First up is When You Finish Saving the World, written and directed by Jesse Eisenberg, starring Julianne Moore and Finn Wolfhard. Andy.
Yeah, this is a dysfunctional family film, mostly a comedy, in which the mother and son are both incredibly self-centered and narcissistic. And the mother runs a battered women's shelter, and starts interfering in the lives of the people staying there. The son is trying desperately to make it with a beautiful high school girl, and they simply behave really badly.
What'd you think, Lael?
I think I was a little more sympathetic than Andy was, being that I'm a mom, but I thought it certainly had its weaknesses. It was about people wanting to be seen and to understand each other and then constantly sort of messing up. It was all right for a directorial debut.
When You Finish Saving the World, rated R in select theaters. The Super 8 Years, a biographical documentary from Annie Ernaux, recent winner of the Nobel Prize, and her son David Ernaux Brio, which looks back at Super 8 family footage from the 1970s through 1981. Charles.
I found this a fascinating film. There, you're only seeing old home movies, but when Ms. Ernaux starts talking about the relationships and the problems underlying the family and how she was beginning her career as a writer then, it's intriguing and understated and just very interesting. I want to read her novels now.
Leo.
Yes, very interesting look at home movie footage, the way it's presented here with Ernaux's narration voiceover, and shows how much she has changed and grown through the perspective of time and the time that she's arrived at. Really interesting contrast, too, with high-definition footage, which we're so used to, much warmer here.
The Super 8 Years is in French with English subtitles. It's at Lemley's Glendale Theater, the Monica Film Center, and starts Monday at Lemley's Claremont Theater. It's unrated. And Chess Story, set in Austria. The film is in German with English subtitles from director and co-writer Philippe Stossel. What do you think, Lael?
I thought this was a very strong period drama from a director that I like a lot, and excellent performance at the heart of it. Strong use of sound design, music as well, showing a man going through all this torture and using chess as a way to get through it.
The war thriller Chess Story is unrated. It's at Lemley's Monica Film Center in Santa Monica. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks for joining us. Remember, the full hour of Film Week is available wherever you get your podcasts or at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.